The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis teaches us for Omrei Shlokish, over Kachom Sheshavas, an Akum who doesn't work on Shabbos Chayiv Misa. Such an Akum is Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishbaisu. They should never stop working. V'amamar, and as we've learned many times over the last couple of daf in the sugyas of the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, as Hara Shalhem, whenever the Torah says an Akum may not do something, if he violates Zuhi Misasim, then the Chayiv Misa. Continues the Gemara, Amar Avina, Afilu Sheini B'Shabbos. Even if it's on a Monday, the Akum who doesn't work is Chayiv Misa. What does the Gemara mean to say when it's Monday? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that Friday, we know, is the day of rest for the Muslims. Shabbos is for us. Sunday is for the Christians. Monday is not a day of rest in any religion. So we would think that if an Akum chooses a day of rest, just to rest, has no religious connotation to it, it should not be usur. Teaches us the Gemara that even that is usur. Another pshat that I saw is that Friday afternoon here in Chutz Laaretz is not Shabbos, but it's already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Matzoy Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael is still Shabbos in Chutz Laaretz. But Monday is not Shabbos anywhere. And still, the halacha is that the guy cannot choose not to work on any day of the week. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara specifically avoids talking about Sunday, because were a Jew to choose not to work on Sunday, then he also may be chayif for Baal Taisif. So we speak about Monday. So why is it so usur for a Akum to keep Shabbos? One pshat, the pshat that most Mefarshim explain, is that we know that Shabbos, ki ois hi beini ubeinechem. Shabbos is the ois, is the bris that exists between us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when you have a treaty, a bris, between two parties, other party may not interfere. And therefore, the Akum, who are not party to this bris, may not interfere. Another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests, as we say in Tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim L'Cheiris Olam, for true freedom. True freedom, he says, means that we're not obligated to live and work. That's not what we're here for. We're here for something more important. But that special Cheiris Olam was only for Klal Yisrael, but not for the Umayis Olam. Another pshat is that the Kedushas Levi suggests that the Akum are only able to recognize the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Teva, through what exists in the natural course of the world. Klal Yisrael do not have to only recognize or not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu even L'malam min HaTeva. And therefore Shabbos, which is L'malam min HaTeva, is only for us. Another pshat, which is very connected to a Gemara that says, Atem Kriyim Adam, that Klal Yisrael are considered Adam, ve'ein umas olam kruim Adam. So the Sefer Bas Ayin explains, what does the word Adam mean? And why is that title only miyuchid, used only for Klal Yisrael and not for umas olam? So he explains that the word Adam comes from Adama, compared. Klal Yisrael is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the umas ha'olam are not compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. V'yom ha'shvi'i shovas ve'inofash. So Klal Yisrael, who are comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore can also have this type of behavior, working 6 days. The Umas HaOlam, however, don't have that quality of being compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they can't follow his way of working 6 days and resting on the seventh. Along the same line, I saw that the Bnei Yisoschar explains that Shabbos is considered the Shabbitoi Shamelach. That Shabbos is considered the stick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the cane of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halach is that no one may use the Shabbitoi Shamelach. The only one who may use the Shabbitoi Shamelach is the son of the Melach. So we, Klal Yisrael, are considered Bonim L'Mokim. And since we're considered Bonim L'Mokim, we may use the Shabbitoi Shamelach. The Umas HaOlam may not use Shabbos, which is the Shabbitoi Shamelach. Another shot I saw from the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh is the Pasuk says, Mechalaleho Mois Yumas. What's Pshat Mechalaleho Mois Yumas? So he wants to suggest the word Mechalaleho comes from Cholol, separations, interruptions. Mechalaleho, someone who can't hold on to the Kedusha Shabbos for an entire 24-hour period of Shabbos, Mois Yumas. So he says that Klal Yisrael have this ability. Klal Yisrael have the ability to hold on to Shabbos for the entire Shabbos, for the entire 24-hour period, not to interrupt, not to break the Kedusha Shabbos. The Umas HaOlam don't have that ability. And because they don't have that ability, that's why they are not allowed to be Shomer Shabbos. So I saw from the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, who quotes the Chiddush HaErim, he says that one of the times that everyone is obligated to do tshuva is Friday afternoon. He says, why is there specifically a reason to do tshuva Friday afternoon? So he explains that if during the week a person does an Aveira, from what causes him to do the Aveira? Because when he's doing the Aveira, he's acting like an Akum. So now our Shabbos approaches, and we're learning that the halacha is that Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. So what is the person supposed to do? He's supposed to take out the chelik akum that's in us by doing tshuva. And I saw from the Sefer to Pukei Chayim, he says makes a very interesting point. He says, we know that if an akum touches wine, the wine becomes yayin nesach. So he says, there's a very interesting halacha. The halacha is that if a person who's a Yisrael, but he's also not Shomer Shabbos, Rachman Litzlan, So we know that the same halacha applies. The wine may not be touched by a Yisrael who's not a Shomer Shabbos. And the question is obvious. Why is that the halacha? He's, of course, still a member of Klal Yisrael. So why is the halacha that if he touches wine, the wine becomes non-kosher? So it says the Sefer Tapukei Chayim, very gishmak. According to the way we're learning, Akum Sheshavas, we see that Shmir Shabbos is the opposite of an Akum. Akum and Shmir Shabbos can't travel together. And if this Yisrael, as we said a moment ago from the Chedush Arim, is not Shem Shabbos, so he, so to speak, has in him a little chelik of an Akum. He has in him a little chelik of an Akum by the fact that he's not Shem Shabbos. Therefore, since he has that in him, he makes the wine, like the Akum does, not kosher.